All right, let's go to the people. Talking a little Tiger baseball. They're back to 500. I've given you the math on what it would take to make it. I'm not panning it, and I'm not celebrating it. I'm only excited because the young people, Parker Meadows included, are carrying the mail, and it's going to force Scott Harris and Chris Illich to get serious. Stop wasting our time. I truly believe if they had spent, they'd make the playoffs this year. You want to keep making fun of me? Go ahead. But what it takes away is your ability to be excited about this then. So go ahead. I set a little bear trap for you. Keep knocking people like me for holding them accountable. Oh, you think Matt Chapman would have made a difference? Yeah, I do. Especially sitting here at 66 and 66.
He'd have made a big difference. Yeah.
God forbid. Oh, and by the way, we wouldn't have traded Jack Flaherty. But that wouldn't make a difference either, right?
And now you got three arms. No, you're right.
See how stupid that argument is. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Good, guys. Let's talk some baseball.
Let's
in
do
August,
it.
In August, no less.
I know, right?
So I don't think we're making the playoffs just because math is math. But I will say I got tickets for tomorrow's game at a charity event, like, in May. And so I've been dreading it for a long time. And now I'm, like, kind of excited to go to see some of the young players. I'm not, you know, expecting them to again, carry us to, like, a 30-win wrecking for streak here to end the season. But I'll say what I'm afraid of. I guess it's, like, this is the off season where we find out if the young guys press the issue and show that, like, hey, this team could be ready. Do we end up like the Reds, who also looked like that last year, and their big additions this offseason were Frankie Montas and Jamer Candelario? Or do we look like the Rangers from a few years ago, where they're like, all right, it's go time, and they go get Corey Seager and Marcus Semien, right? Like, what? I just feel like this is when we find out if we are back amongst the Red Sox and the Cardinals from a fan base and ownership standpoint, or if we really just have to resign ourselves to being part of the Rays and the Pirates and the Reds, frankly.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. Like, I want, Josh, I'm pretty sure I've had this conversation with you before, is it doesn't matter the sport. I want the franchise to get to a point where you get to apply real pressure on the decision makers. Mm-hmm. It is an entertainment product, and if you are not spending to entertain your customer base, I find it offensive. It's time. I'm with you. Fork in the road. Are we the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Cincinnati Reds, or are we going to take our rightful place where the Twins are, where you know, where good teams are? Hell, the Boston Red Sox, who are league average payroll. That's what I want, Josh.
There's an expectation of those other franchises, right, where people are like, oh, it's the Red Sox, they'll be back. Oh, it's the Cardinals, they'll be back. And for a while it was, oh, the Tigers, they'll be back. And it's not that right now. And so, yeah, like, you know, there are a lot of good players available in the offseason, both on, like, those short-term prove-it deals and, like, an investment. And I'd like to see us make a real investment. I don't want to, like, walk away with Gleyber Torres and...
Let me tell you this.
Like, Sean Manaea.
Like, Josh, I'm going to help you with something.
Max Fried.
You got to let me help you with something now. There, you could give me Gleyber Torres for free. I would send him back. He's an absolute mutt. He's a mutt. He would be the one unadoptable dog at a shelter. This is my next Javi Baez alert for you, just like when it was free agency. This is a herpes-ridden mutt with bowel control problems. You do not want Gleyber Torres. He's a rat. He doesn't even belong on a Yankees playoff roster. Mutt. No. It's like that new commercial we play. No. Gleyber Torres? No. No one knows more about Gleyber than me. No. It's your friendly PSA today. Go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Oh, Mike. I mean, this season, it's great that they're winning. You know, thank you to the Tigers for contributing to the White Sox, who are currently or probably going to break the record for fewest wins in a season. You just hate to see it. But, like, I mean, this whole season, it just keeps getting highlighted, Mike, by I feel like I'm Mike and Heisen, not you, but, like, you know, that scene from Breaking Bad where Mike's talking to Walter and he's like, you know, we had a good thing here, Scott. You know, we had a good pitching staff, a chance to make the playoffs, but we're not there because of you and your little narrative. Oh, we have no bats available. Matt Chapman would have made you 5 wins better.
If you'd done your job and known your role and did what you were supposed to do, we wouldn't be in this mess. But because of you, we're not where we need to be. And by the way, nice error last night, Torque. Like, just, can we just go get Christian Walker next year? I'm so sick of this guy. You know, this guy is out here doing the same stuff that he did when he was 23. Oh, I'm going to play a one off my hip like I'm Roger Dorn from Major League. That's rookie stuff. Oh, I'm going to go out in the right field and totally confuse my right fielder and blow out the ball to drop between us. That's rookie stuff. Your right fielder has the better line to the ball. Let him take it. And then this guy, he went out, you know, hit the ball to the right field. And he's like, and I'm wondering, like, how he doesn't get to third. It's like, man, he should have gotten to third there. And I go back and I watch the replay, and this dude was doing the Soto shuffle out of the box. He's jogging. I felt like I was Crash Davis from Bull Durham. Run, dummy!
Look, I'm happy to hit home run, but Nick, I'm with you. And again, the Christian Walker thing is case in point. Like, I'm not worried about this whole blocking of any, but first of all, Young can't play third and Keith can't play second. If you told me the offseason was Christian Walker and Alex Bregman, who's mad? I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'll just figure it out. You know, at one point, Wenciel Perez was a shortstop. You taught him the outfield. You'll figure it out. Yeah.
Two everyday players and a pitcher. That's what I'm expecting in the offseason.
By the way, Mike Ehrmantraut is one of the great TV characters of all time. I love Breaking Bad. I know that reference probably went over a lot of people. Are you a Breaking Bad guy?
I am not.
You are a piece of garbage. Wow. I know it. How could you not like Breaking Bad? You love television.
No, you know why, Mike? Because it was either Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, so I started watching Game of Thrones.
And they're two totally different shows.
No. But I'm saying I had time to watch one series.
Okay, well, you know what? 10 years has gone by. Time for another. Watch Breaking Bad. You're out of your mind if you don't watch Breaking Bad. Are you kidding me? Top five all-time TV show.
See, I may not watch it now just to tick you off.
Then don't. Continue to be an unenlightened goofball. Breaking Bad is fabulous.
Do you like Brock Purdy?
No, he sucks.
Then I'm not watching.
That's not even a sensible argument. Hold on. Wait, let me get there. Hold on. You ready for this? Like, I can ask these two construction barrels if they've watched Breaking Bad.
Are you serious?
You,
of course, yeah. I've watched it.
You but, have?
But I have to disagree with you, Mike. I can't agree with you on everything. So, no, it's a horrible show.
Oh, I forgot the Gov rules in the Tecumseh area. No, it's okay to say universally The Wire is an all-time great TV show. Horrible. Breaking Bad.
Horrible show.
Not true. McNulty.
We have the Jank rule and we have the Gov rule now. The show is evolving quickly.
You know what's funny? Because that was it. I was actually thinking about starting The Wire because I never watched that either.
What?
You've never seen that?
Do me a favor. Leave.
Whoa.
Just leave and start watching now. Don't come back until you've watched it. How is you're Mr. TV aficionado? You used to run a movie blog, for Christ's sakes. And movies. You didn't watch these top two shows.
No, movies.
I got to be honest. I don't respect you anymore.
No, but at the time, I mean, when The Wire was on, I didn't have HBO. So, yeah.
You cheap son of a.
We just hit the anniversary of the end of season two of The Wire. Season two was amazing. No. It set everything up. That was so good.
That's just it, David. It was one of those that I'm like, you know what? I can finally catch up on The Wire. I saw it on there. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and watch this and see what it was all about.
Man, oh, man. Okay.
You know what I did, though? I did watch Oz. Still one of the best shows.
It's a good show. It's quality. Not nearly as
they
good as
They all
Sopranos.
Went on to work on Law and Order.
Tell me you've watched The Sopranos.
The Sopranos?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You've never watched that?
Is that the mafia people?
You know what?
In New York?
I will be back. He won't. I'm done.
I've seen The Sopranos.
Oh, thank God. All right. Jesus,
he was
man.
Messing with you. I can see that.
Dude, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. All right.
I've seen The Sopranos along with the greatest ending of all time.
I disagree with the ending.
I disagree as well.
No, I disagree with the ending, just like the ending of Seinfeld. I hate it.
No. But I think it's the greatest ending of all time. Because
you like the ending of the Seinfeld?
No, you reminded me of it. Now I'm upset about it.
Don't be upset.
The Sopranos had the greatest ending. It was just for deep thinkers.
Oh, there. Okay.
I disagreed with you.